From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Thursday, April 27th. Metro service is back to normal for the morning rush hour. That wasn't the case as commuters tried to get home on trains last night. Amtrak switch problems delayed multiple Metro lines running from Union Station, leaving passengers waiting shoulder to shoulder to get on trains. A tax win for former President Donald Trump involving his high-rise here in Chicago. An appeals court ruled the Cook County assessor overvalued the property and as a result overcharged his company for its property tax. The ruling caps a years-long fight and means a $1 million refund for the former president. The judge agreed with the argument by the law firm of embattled ex-alderman Ed Burke, who claimed the property was assessed based on retail stores in Trump Tower that were never occupied and shouldn't be taxed. Today is Chicago Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson's last meeting as a Cook County commissioner before he takes office next month. At that meeting, the board will consider a move to ban the sale of flavored nicotine products in an effort to stem rising rates of teen vaping. Violators could be fined up to $5,000 per offense. Repeat offenders could even lose their tobacco license. Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza heads to Springfield today to fight for first responders. She's testifying at a Senate hearing in support of a fix to the state's active duty bill. The measure would provide benefits for first responders, like her own brother, Chicago Police Sergeant Joaquin Mendoza, who contracted COVID-19 before vaccines were available and was left severely disabled. The bill has already passed the Illinois House. Some areas will see a little bit of frost this morning, but then things will turn comfy with a sunny and warmer high of 65 degrees. For CBS Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.